Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Wednesday, September 10th, and we are seeing a mostly positive setup this morning. Futures are ticking higher, building on yesterday's momentum where the NASDAQ composite, you know, it just casually hit a new all-time high.
That's right, and the S&P and Dow are right there, knocking on the door of their own records. The mood is definitely optimistic, and a lot of that optimism is being supercharged by one name this morning. Oracle.
Absolutely. Oracle is the story. The stock is exploding higher pre-market. What on earth happened after the bell yesterday?
Well, it's a fascinating report. They actually missed on EPS, but only by a penny. Nobody cares about that, though. The real headline is their remaining performance obligation, or RPO. It surged an incredible 359% to $455
billion. $400 billion? That number sounds unreal. How did they pull that off?
They signed four multi-billion dollar contracts with just three customers. It's a massive vote of confidence in their cloud infrastructure, and the stock is reflecting that. We're seeing it up over 30% pre-market. Bank of America certainly noticed, upgrading them to a buy from neutral.
Wow, so one company is basically lifting the tech mood. But there's a big economic data point on deck today, right?
There is. We get the August Producer Price Index, or PPI, this morning. It's the appetizer for tomorrow's main course, the CPI report. Now, the market has fully priced in a rate cut for September, so this data isn't likely to change that. But a friendly inflation number could really boost the odds for more cuts in October and December.
Got it. So we're watching for any signs of cooling inflation. Shifting gears a bit, what's happening on the geopolitical and trade front? Always something moving there.
Always. We're seeing reports that President Trump is now pushing the EU to impose 100% tariffs on China and India. And separately, there's talk of limiting pharmaceutical imports from China. So those trade tensions are still simmering in the background.
Interesting. And I also saw some Fed-related news. Something about Governor Lisa Cook.
Yes. A federal judge blocked her firing, though an appeal is expected. It's another political headline that adds a layer of uncertainty. But the market seems to be shrugging it off for now, focusing instead on earnings and the inflation data.
Okay, let's talk about some other specific company news. There's a lot to get through. What else is catching your eye?
Well, Chewy reported, they beat nicely on earnings per share by 19 cents, but the stock is down about 8%. It seems like the inline revenue wasn't enough to impress investors. On the other side, GameStop beat estimates and is popping over 10% on that news.
A classic GameStop move. What about big tech?
Alphabet is making waves with a forecast for strong revenue growth in its Google Cloud unit by 2027. And both Meta and TikTok scored a win, successfully challenging some EU tech fees, so a positive backdrop for some of the mega caps.
Let's run through the top movers. What's gapping up and what's gapping down?
All right, rapid fire. Gapping up, we have Asset Entities, ASST, up an insane 100% on its merger approval with Strive. We mentioned Oracle, up 30%. GameStop, up around 11%, and Greenwich Life Sciences, GLSI, is soaring over 30% after getting FDA Fast Track designation.
And on the downside?
It's not pretty for Synopsys, SNPS. The stock is down about 21% after its earnings report and guidance. It also got hit with at least two major downgrades, including one to underperform at BAFA. NIO is also sliding, down about 9% after proposing a big share offering.
Oof, a tough morning for them. So with all this action, what's the technical picture looking like for the broader market? What levels are traders watching?
The sentiment is what I'd call cautiously bullish. For the SPY, the S&P 500 ETF, keep an eye on support right around 648. Resistance is looking like 654. For the QQQ, the NASDAQ 100 ETF, support is near 578, with resistance up at 584. We're seeing strength in tech and communication services, but other sectors like materials and industrials are lagging.
So the rotation continues. It's a selective market.
Exactly. You have to be opportunistic. The decline in the VXX suggests volatility is low, which is good for equities, but that could change in a heartbeat with the inflation data. Swing traders should probably stick with what's working, those strong tech names, but keep stops tight.
So to wrap it up for today's open, we have a massive sentiment-boosting rally in Oracle, a cautiously optimistic market tone with the NASDAQ at a record high, but a huge inflation data point in the form of PPI that could shake things up. What's your final thought?
My final thought is don't get complacent. Oracle's strength is fantastic, but the entire market is holding its breath for this inflation data. today's PPI and tomorrow's CP. I will set the tone for the Fed's next move. Trade the strength, but be ready to react. The key is to stay nimble.
Excellent advice. Stay nimble and stay informed. That's all the time we have for the Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.